I do live in one of the blocks in the affordable housing in East London.
And you've got a different entrance from the people living in the sort of yuppie lofts, have you?
We knew that, as you said, when we moved in, and we've been living there for 18 months, and we were delighted. Where could me and my wife get a place? You know, it's not far from the city, right in the middle of London, absolutely better than, you know, being moved out to Basildon or somewhere. So we was over the moon.
Yes. There's and a then, there's a big butt coming, isn't there, Sid?
I'm afraid there is, mate. Just before Christmas.
Yes.
In a freezing cold day, you know, we got separate lifts as well. Wow. So we can't go up in the same lift. So the door to the pool doors was broken and the lift was broken. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Me and the wife had just come back from doing the shopping. We could not get in and we could not get back in till 6:30 in the evening. We went round the front into the foyer to ask them if they'd let us, at the moment, there's obviously got to be some way through because of fire and all that.
Yeah.
If they could let us through some emergency thing, and they would not. We had to sit in that foyer, freezing cold, without a cup of tea, till 6:30 at night, and there was queues of mums with kids outside, and it was diabolical, and after that I said enough with it. We are insulted, mate. We're insulted. No one, none of the people going in the other bit offered to help us in any way at all.
I mean, that's wrong, what happened to you, but that doesn't necessarily do away with the whole principle of these doors, does it? I mean, what you've got is a situation that shouldn't have been allowed to escalate. They should have been fixed, or you should have been allowed in. You need a rule in place to make sure you don't get locked out like that again. But
well,
actually, the existence...
You're locked out, aren't you? It's not a rule. There's no good having a rule about it. It just happened.
No, but if there's a way in, then you should have been allowed to use it.
Yeah, but we weren't.
Yeah, but that's wrong. That doesn't make the existence of the door wrong.
Going in, I've got Parkinson's disease. My wife's not well. They could see us.
I'm not defending them. Smack them.
People showing people around. They'd not give us a cup of tea. Offered to let us use a phone or nothing, so to get me son-in-law to come and pick us up. You know, when I walked in there, James, I tell you, when I got that, we were absolutely over the moon. And the flat is great, or the apartment, as they call it, that is great.
All right. Imagine the posh lift breaks tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, they won't be coming in off, mate, I'll tell you.
There you go, you see. Two wrongs don't make a right, Sid.
They can't, because it's broken down again.
So this is my problem.
The demonstrators out when we moved in, shouting class war and all this kind of stuff, and I thought I'd have nothing to do with them. But I tell you what now, the people shouting out class war, they've been there for about 8 months now, they're doing a bloody great job.
They're still there, are they?
What it is, the rich are waging a class war on the poor.